Welcome to the Ram Studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kluppinger. And as we continue our coverage of the search, I have joining me via Skype, Peter Schrager. He's a senior writer for FoxSports.com, co-host on Good Morning Football that you see on NFL Network. Peter, thanks so much for hanging out with me.
I love this, Danny. I feel like I'm in the spaceship here. Very cool. Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you. Now, you are one of these so-called experts on this coaching search going on throughout the league. What is the latest that you're hearing on the LA Rams coaching search update?
It's interesting, Danny, because you've got the Rams, the Niners, and the Chargers, all three California squads looking for their head coach. So what we know, on Thursday, the Rams had a packed schedule. They had Sean McVay, the 30-year-old offensive coordinator, wunderkind out of the Redskins. He met with them in the morning, and then in the afternoon, Harold Goodwin, who's the offensive coordinator in Arizona, met with them immediately after. So it was a packed dance card. They already met with Steve Wilks, who met with them earlier in the week. He's a defensive backs coach for the Carolina Panthers, and it's supposedly going to keep on going. From what I gather, the Rams brass, which might include Les Snead, might not include Les Snead, I'm not sure exactly who's making the trip, but they should be meeting at some point with both Josh McDaniels and Matt Patricia. That's what's been out there. And it's going to be a long and exhaustive search, I think. But if they meet that guy and they don't want to lose him and they think, all right, here we are in the room, they might just pull the trigger and you guys might have a head coach before we know it.
Well, before we talk about Patricia McDaniels and a couple others, I want to talk about Sean McVay because I know that you wrote a very detailed article on him. Like you said, he's 30 years old, an offensive coordinator for the Redskins. Do you think you can be too young to be a head coach? What do you know about him?
No, I hate that. I hate that. I mean, I think that in today's day and age, when you've got Mark Zuckerberg and you've got all these young CEOs out there ruling the world, it is so archaic to think there's anything as too young. Look, this guy is a rising star. If he's not the coach of the Rams or the Niners or one of these teams this year, he will be a coach in the next couple years. So to me, you might as well hire him and get him on the ascension. Now, here's what his resume is, Danny. He started in 2008 coming out of college, went to Miami, Ohio, where he played football. And he actually worked for John Gruden. He was a young guy on John Gruden's staff. And then from there, he went with Jay Gruden, John's brother, who's now the coach of the Redskins. But he went with him to a small league called the United Football League, and he played for a team called the Florida Tuskers. He was the coach, the assistant coach, the wide receivers. He makes the trip with Jay Gruden up to Washington, and as I respect the hell out of this, he rises the ranks. He was the young guy. He was the offensive quality assistant coach. Then he was the assistant tight ends coach, then the tight ends coach, and then finally the offensive coordinator. And this year, he called all the plays, and it was Kirk Cousins' guy. So, in short, there's no such thing as too young if you've got the resume to back it up. And in this kid's case, I've spoken with Chris Cooley, who's a veteran tight end. I've spoken with Vernon Davis, who's a veteran tight end. And I've spoken with Bill Callahan, who's the offensive line coach and is an ageless wonder, and they all respect the heck out of him. I'm all about Sean McVay. I think if I'm the Rams, I'd like to go young. I think it's an exciting thing.
Well, Kevin Demoff has said in the past that he doesn't necessarily say he has to look for an offensive-minded coach for the Rams to be successful. Looking at the Rams' offense just throughout the year, obviously struggled a lot. When you think about that comment, do you think that that's a correct comment? Do you think the Rams don't necessarily have to go with an offensive-minded head coach?
Of all these press conferences that I've seen, I thought the most interesting comment was Kevin's when you guys fired Jeff Fisher. He said, there's this thought that if you have a young quarterback, you need to have some offensive coach. And he's absolutely right. That's wrong. What's most important, who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the quarterback's coach? And what is the culture you're setting?
Well, let's talk a little bit about those Patriots coordinators. Patricia McDaniels, reportedly many teams going after them to talk to them this weekend. What intrigues you most about those coordinators?
Well, I think Josh has a cool history with the Rams. He was the offensive coordinator in 2011. Under, a regime that was headed up by Kevin Demoff. And from all accounts that I've heard, he loved his time in St. Louis. And Kevin and the ownership, and they love Josh McDaniels. It was just time for him to spread his wings and go elsewhere. And he's been humbled. I mean, he was a 32-year-old head coach out of the gate in Denver. They started the season 6-0 one year and missed the playoffs, and it ended ugly. And it's not what he does with Brady. To me, that's acceptable. I mean, we understand that Brady's going to do what he does. To me, what Josh McDaniels did with Garoppolo and Brissett is the resume I wanted to see, and that's Jared Goff to me, the young quarterback. So that's interesting. And Patricia, Danny, he's got one of the crazier stories. If he's hired as the head coach of the Rams, I'm hopefully expecting you to go out to RPI, Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. It's where he played football. It is not exactly Alabama or Ohio State. He's a rocket scientist. That's what he was training to be. And he ended up working for Bill Belichick. He was there 13 years. Total guy's guy. You wouldn't think he's a head coach if you spoke with him because he doesn't speak in jargon. He speaks in English and he's a normal dude. Matt Patricia, very exciting. Josh McDaniels, very exciting. Whether they leave that very, very nice cradle out there in New England is another question.
Peter Schrager at @pschregs on Twitter. You got to follow him, everybody. He's on top of this coaching search, as you can tell. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it.
Live from the spaceship. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Thank you.